As previously reported by KMUD News, the forward progress on the Point fire was stopped early Thursday morning as crews worked overnight with weather conditions in their favor. The fire began just before 6 p.m. Wednesday evening to the east of Garberville, a few miles up Alder Point Road. And today, its containment has increased.
My name is John Busher. I'm a fire captain with the Hummelville North Unit up here at the Point Fire off Alder Point Road up above Garberville. So we're still out here today. We're making really good progress. Witness containment update was 25%, so that number is likely to go up again later today. Since yesterday, we've been able to open up Wallen Road, fully open, and we have one-way piloted traffic along Alder Point Road, helping keep our crews who are still in that area working along the roadway safe. But yeah, we still have quite a few resources up here that will be here through the night tonight, and then we'll have additional resources coming in tomorrow morning.
Yesterday, smoldering logs and coals and debris piles were cause for concern, despite the forward progress being stopped. Crews have continued to extinguish residual spots and are feeling confident that containment will continue to increase in percentage.
We're feeling a lot better by the day. You know, there's always, until we have it completely buttoned up, there's always a chance. So I never want to say that we're completely out of the woods, but we're looking a lot better. And yeah, I'm feeling a lot better about how it's looking right now. We're getting a lot of the hot spots knocked out, a lot of smoke. There's a lot less visible this afternoon than there was even this morning. So the progress has been good, and yeah, we're getting close.
Two homes were lost during the Point fire. According to the GoFundMe page, Help the Lewis Family Rebuild After Fire, which has been shared to the KMUD News Facebook page, it stated that in the late afternoon of the 10th, Joyce Lewis Zane smelt propane and went to check on her mother, at which point her trailer exploded. So we asked the fire captain if a propane tank may have been related to the cause of this fire.
As far as the cause, I don't know the official cause. I know there was initial reports the fire started right there around the house. I know the CAL FIRE investigators are working on it. They were out there quite a bit yesterday and still working on it now. And I'm sure that once they pin it down, that will come out. But yeah, as far as with propane, and you know, it's like with anything, it can be dangerous. There's a leak. Propane has a pretty distinct smell. Anytime you smell that in your residence or around your residence, it's always best to get out and, you know, call 911, get someone out there to take a look at it. I don't know if that was part of it, but yeah, that's definitely always a concern with propane.
Dealing with blistering temperatures on a fire line, coupled with the extreme heat, firefighters across the state on other fires have been hospitalized due to heat-related illnesses. So we asked how the local crews are faring.
Everyone's doing good today. I'll be honest with you, it is hot up here, but we've been trying to keep them supplied with lots of drinking water and, you know, giving them adequate rest as necessary. But, you know, so far everyone's been working hard and keeping after it. You know, we haven't really had too many issues. We still have, again, like yesterday, we have 6 engines working up here today, a couple hand crews, and several water tenders to support the hose lays from the engine. So quite a few people still working up here. We'll have quite a few up here tomorrow as well, and hopefully here pretty soon we can kind of start buttoning this thing up.
In closing, he thanked the community for their support and patience.
And we know that the people who use Alder Point Road, it is still a bit of an inconvenience with the traffic delays, but we appreciate the patience. And as soon as we can safely fully open it, we will.
As of 8 p.m. yesterday, Alder Point Road is now open to one-way controlled and piloted traffic. All evacuation orders were downgraded to warnings, and residents were able to return home. Like KMUD programmer Agnes Patak, host of Heart of the Earth, she spoke with our news team this afternoon to share her experience of evacuating.
Well, my name is Agnes. If probably recognize my voice from KMUD, I do 2 shows, and I just happened to live in the neighborhood where the Point fire was. And in fact, right when it was starting, you know, my son just happened to look out and we said, "Oh, look, it looked like smoke." Then all of a sudden, it was black and bellowing, so we knew it must have been a building. And you know, we took a few pictures and we thought, "Oh, it should be." And then it just kept getting more smoke, and we're looking at it. And we went inside, and all of a sudden, there were helicopters. I mean, they were were right over our house. And in fact, one of them, you know, yelled out something to my son. And then before we knew it, there was it was either CAL FIRE or, you know, it was some kind of official truck. And I didn't quite look at the logo, but they said, you need to leave now. And, you know, talk about a pack bag. Really didn't quite have it, but I did grab a basket and got all my camera equipment and important papers. And we bailed. And we went to my son's house. And it was, you know, really quite nerve-wracking, you know. It just kind of, you don't know what's going on. And, you know, we listened to KMUD, you know, all night long, just about. We thought, you know, the next morning there was word that, you know, Wallen Road might be open. And so we thought, oh, because, you know, we have to go through that road. And so, but no, it was closed. And, you know, just to know that it was so close and to see the smoke. And even when we were allowed in last night, you could still see smoke, you know, coming through the trees. It was a little bit this morning, but it's now gone. And, you know, it just kind of numbs you. And I remember just going out the door and I looked at my house and everything inside. And I have lots of, you know, artwork that I've collected and stuff. And I looked at it and I just thanked it for all the joy that it brought me. And if that was it, that was it. And, you know, I start thinking about the people, you know, in the whole town of Paradise that got lost. I thought about the big fire in Oakland that was in the late 80s or so when all the Oakland Hills were on fire. You start thinking about the people that have gone through so much more, and you can really identify with, you know, that numbness that you get. And they really did come close, you know, really close. But I am just so grateful that, you know, I still have my home and I still have my life.
Patak says she learned firsthand that seconds do matter in emergencies like wildfires and encourages all to prepare by making an evacuation plan for your family and having a go bag.
You know, even more than a go bag, have a list and have it laminated. And because the one thing, and I thought I grabbed everything and I forgot my meds. And I thought, oh my gosh, and my son forgot his meds. And that was the only thing that we really, you know, didn't grab. And so I think it's really important to, you know, to have a list. I mean, I knew to grab all my important papers. I had them all in one place. You know, I grabbed everything pretty much that, you know, you would think, you know, I didn't grab any extra clothes. It was, you know, it was a sleepless night the other night, you know, when it happened. And, you know, because you don't know what's happening. And you think about all the, you know, all the homes here. And, you know, when I came up on yesterday morning and they didn't let us in, but I was able to look up, you know, and I can just see smoke and all above, you know, all the homes here, you know, that I could see. And I thought, gosh, it was so close. And right now I can, you know, just sit here on my back porch and look out and just see some burnt tops. I mean, just, it's very close. And it's just, you know, a real warning to everybody just to be prepared.
For helpful tips on how to create a wildfire action plan, on how to harden your home and create a go bag, you can visit readyforwildfire.org, or you can download the Ready for Wildfire app onto your device.